Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Tigers finally won a game against the Indians. Josh Tomlin finally had a rough outing. But there is good news today. You have another All-Stars. Corey Kluber has been named to replace Marco Estrada from the Toronto Blue Jays.
And you know what, Hammy? I think it's good that, one, our staff is being recognized because I think they deserve it. As a staff, I mean, some of the, what they've done is pretty incredible. And I'm including Josh Tomlin in that conversation, too. But what Kluber has done for the past, his body of work for the past couple of years, I'm glad it was recognized because he is very deserving. And I think it was fun to be able to see, you know, to tell him that because it's a big deal to guys. And he is very worthy and I think is glad he can go represent the Indians.
I haven't asked you a dumb question in about 24 hours, so I figure I've got one left in me. Do you pay more attention to the All-Star roster when you've got a team right now in the position that you're in because all of a sudden that game could mean home field advantage?
I really don't, Hammy. Yeah. I really don't. I'll tell you a funny story. In the 08 All-Star game, you know, the one that went 15 innings?
Yeah.
It was getting kind of crazy, and that was the first year they put in that rule about home field advantage. And in about the 14th inning, I went down to the end of the dugout, and Derek Jeter was hanging around because that's all he is. He didn't go get dressed. He hung around. I went down to the end of the dugout, and I said, you know, D, I said, I think – I was with the Red Sox. I said, I think we're good enough to win on the road. And he looked at me. It took him a sec to get it. In other words, wore out of pitching, and we might lose this game. But, you know, we got to chuckle out of it, and we end up winning the game. But, no, I really don't. I mean, I pay attention to our guys, and I'm thrilled for our guys. But what I really care about is getting us situated coming out through the break. And what I want our pitchers to do is not have to follow the game and see who pitches and who doesn't. We're going to have them lined up where whether they pitch or not, they'll all know when they're pitching coming back.
Since we're on the topic, Tito, is home field advantage that big a deal in your mind? You've been in the World Series. I guess you haven't been into a Game 7 yet when you were able to win it for Boston. Is it a big deal in your mind?
I would say that it helps. I would, if I had my choice, I would say it helps. I think normally it's not like basketball. Maybe, you know, where I think normally the best team usually wins, and I would care more about guys playing well than where we start. But and I'm not that crazy about this game having that much importance placed on it because I think. You know, I think sometimes baseball tries to do everything in one game. I don't know if you can have microphones in a dugout, you know, and do the things they ask, and trying to play everybody and still have it mean what it does. I think it puts the managers in a very unfair position.
Well, you've got four games now before the break, and it's against the New York Yankees, who are below 500. And yet, I don't know if anyone has a better triple play combination, so to speak, at the back end of a bullpen.
Well, and they just put Eovaldi back there. So they got about four guys throwing close to 100. You know, normally it's hard to win late anyway, but with these guys here, their numbers look like a game, you know, you would play Stratomatic because, man, there's 66 strikeouts, four walks. I mean, my goodness, they're pretty incredible. So you definitely don't want to let them get the lead.
Terry, what about their ball club? I mean, they just seem like they've been real streaky.
They have, and that's a good way to put it. And we don't want to let them catch fire here for 4 days, you know, because they're going to sniff the All-Star break too. And again, but it comes down to playing the game right. We do things like we do, we'll be okay. And if we don't, we usually have to, you know, we usually have a tough time. That's the way it is.
Zach McAllister on the DL with a hip. You sent Mike Clevinger back to Columbus. You bring back relievers Austin Adams and, for the first time ever, Joe Colon. We've never seen Joe Colon.
The reasoning behind Clevinger is he can go back and start. He'll start Saturday short. He can pitch in the All-Star game, Triple-A All-Star game Wednesday, which we thought was good for him. And it gives us a chance to see Colon for the next 4 days out of the bullpen because the player development people have been raving about this kid. So he can maybe take some of the innings maybe that Clev would have got. Austin comes back. We've seen Austin. It's good to have him back. We know what he can do. Gives us a chance to let Zach, you know, he warmed up as a starter the other day in Toronto, probably maybe overdid it a little bit. Give him a chance to get that hip feeling good and then give him some side days and get him back on track, because we need him to be a big cog in that bullpen. And right now it's been a little bit spotty.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Yankees coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.